continuing with Alice. Only if the history of abuse in earliest childhood can be uncovered will the repressed anger, rage, and hatred cease to be perpetuated. Instead, they will be transformed into sorrow and pain at the fact that things had to be that way. As a result of this pain, they will give way to genuine understanding. The understanding of an adult who now has gained insight into his or her parents' childhood, and finally, liberated from his own hatred, can experience genuine, mature sympathy. Such forgiveness cannot be coerced by rules and commandments. It's experienced as a form of grace and appears spontaneously when a repressed, because forbidden, hatred no longer poisons the soul. The sun does not need to be told to shine. When the clouds part, it simply shines. But it would be a mistake to say that the clouds are not in the way, if they are indeed there. If an adult has been fortunate enough to get back to the sources of the specific injustice he suffered in his childhood and experience it on a conscious level, then in time, he will realize on his own, preferably without the aid of any pedagogical or religious exhortations, that in most cases, his parents did not torment or abuse him for their own pleasure or out of sheer strength and vitality, but because they could not help it, since they were once victims themselves and thus believed in traditional methods of child rearing.